The famous Czech singer Marta Kubišová is due to make her final public performance on Wednesday in her hometown of České Budějovice, the last stop of her goodbye tour. The performance takes place on her 75th birthday, the end of a storied career in which Kubišová went from pop star to a symbol of resistance. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Marta Kubišová is easily one of the most adored of Czech singers, whose Prayer for Marta, recorded in 1968, became a symbol of resistance to the occupation of Czechoslovakia by Soviet-led troops in August that year. As a result, Kubišová's career as a pop singer was cut short. She was banned by the communist authorities and would only return to the stage in the days of November 1989, when the Velvet Revolution began and the regime crumbled and then collapsed.
Ať mír dál zůstává s touto krajinou.
Kubišová performed Prayer for Marta before thousands on Wenceslas Square at that pivotal moment. And she continued to perform in the 1990s, reuniting for a time with Golden Kids, a trio with the equally famous Helena Vondráčková and Václav Neckář. In 1995, the singer received state honors, the Medal of Merit, from former dissident and playwright and then-president Václav Havel, and in 1998 received the Honorary Medal of T.G. Masaryk. When it was announced that Kubišová would tour the Czech Republic and Slovakia for the last time, tickets at the various venues from city to city sold out quickly. When 100 additional seats were added at České Budějovice, where there will be 800 spectators, those sold out as well. And the first date on that tour was in Košice, Slovakia.
Teď, když tvá ztracená vláda věcí tvých zpět se k tobě navrátí. Lidé navrátí.
Ms. Kubišová's manager told Czech Radio that when his client set aside the mic for the last time, it wouldn't be as difficult as it might seem. He said her 20-year forced break meant that she was able to do so. And the singer would now have the benefit, he said, of having time to rest, to travel, or to write a book. Kubišová's concert in Prague last Friday at Prague's Lucerna was met with thunderous applause and standing ovations, of course. The concert in her hometown, the very last, in České Budějovice, featuring some of her best-known songs but also lesser-known material, will certainly be greeted the same.